Welcome to Lone Star episode 10. This week is my favorite theme of all time from Lone Star season 1, so we decided to bring it back. Get drunk and be somebody, woo! Which is a song by Toby Keith, I believe. I think it's also an album. Maybe not. I'm not sure. Or, it might, no, it's not. Sorry. It's just a song. Because I know that was important information that you all needed to know. So we've got a lot of alcoholic songs in store for you tonight. So I hope you enjoy. Up first is Russ.
She said, I'm going out with my girlfriends. Margaritas at the Holiday Inn. Oh, have mercy, my only thought was tequila makes her clothes fall off. I told her, put an extra layer on. I know what happens when she drinks Patron. Her closet's missing half the things she bought. Tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes. Lose an earring in her drink. Leave her jacket in the bathroom stall. Drop a contact down the sink. Them pantyhose ain't gonna last too long. If the DJ puts Bon Jovi on, she might come home in a tablecloth. Tequila makes her clothes fall off. Whoa-oh! She can handle any champagne brunch, a bridal shower with Bacardi punch, Jello shooters full of Smirnoff, but tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, lose an earring in her drink. Leave her jacket in the bathroom stall. Drop a contact down the sink. She don't mean nothing, she's just having fun. Tomorrow she'll say, oh, what have I done? Her friends will joke about the stuff she lost. Cause tequila makes her clothes fall off. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Oh, tequila makes her clothes fall off.
Russ.
Russ.
This was really funny.
It's like the best song choice ever.
I know, this is why I love Alcohol Week. Because it's just so funny, the song choices that people come up with. I just love it. Russ, I, like, really liked your acting on this. Like, the whoa-oh is so funny. I don't know. I just, like, loved that so much. And let's see, what else did I have? A couple points you were a little off from the background singers, like the backtrack people, like you didn't match with them. And, like, it's really difficult when you have such prominent background singers in your track because, like, you have to match them well, I feel, or else it just kind of sounds bizarre. And what else? Let's see. Yeah, I think that's all I had. So just watch that. But overall, I thought your energy was really good, and I liked the way you sang this. You had this, like, oh God, I know it's gonna happen attitude the whole time, and I, like, really liked it. I was, like, laughing for a lot of it, and so I thought it was just, like, really great. So good job.
I this is like one of I like really like one of my favorite songs, so I was happy someone did it. I love how you said like the tequila makes your clothes fall off. It was really funny. I thought that was like the best line in the song. Like every time you said it, I was like, ah ha ha. I could like picture you like forcing tequila down someone's throat or something, like take it off. Ah. I thought you could have played with it a little more, but at the same time, I liked the acting and like the stuff that you did with it. And your voice sounded really good on it. I think you kind of have to like either work with the like Rochelle said, with the background singers, like, either pick songs or backtracks that don't have them, or, like, lower the volume a little more, because I think last week you had really loud background singers, too. Yeah. I didn't really, like, notice them as much in this one, but, like,
it's just, yeah, like, just, like... It's, like, it just sounds like... It's, like, really frustrating, because I think that, you, like, try to match them, and then it just, like, it's really hard to do all the time. I don't know.
Yeah. So, like, I would say, like, either lower the, track or find one that doesn't have them. But, like, yeah. Other than that, this was a really good thingy.
I mean, we're at the top seven. We're getting to the point where everybody's gonna be good, so it's hard.
Yeah. This was a nice start of the night.
Yarr. Beloved Star, is it next?
Woo.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. When one restless summer we found love growing wild. On the banks of the river on a well-beaten path. Funny how those memories, they last like strawberry wine. 17, the hot July moon. Saw everything. My first taste of love was bittersweet and green on the vine, like strawberry wine. And I still remember. 30 was old. My biggest fear was September, when he'd have to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call. We drifted away like the leaves in the fall. Year after year I come back to this place, just to remember the taste of strawberry wine. 17, the hot July moon, saw everything. My first taste of love was bittersweet and green on the vine. Like strawberry wine. Fields have grown over now, years since they've seen the plow. There's nothing time hasn't touched. Is it really him or the loss of my innocence? I've been missing so much. Like strawberry wine, 17, the hot July moon, saw everything. My first taste of love was bittersweet, green on the vine. Like strawberry wine, 17. July moon saw everything. My first taste of love was bittersweet and green on the vine, like strawberry wine, like strawberry wine.
Beloved! Oh my god. This was so good. Oh my gosh, what'd you think?
This is gonna be weird now, because now you're like the voice coach, and I'm like judging you. It's gonna be like weird. I don't feel qualified to judge you anymore. I know. Yeah, this is, like, really, really pretty. And this is another song that I like a lot, so yay.
I love this song.
Yeah.
Do you know who's it by? Like, I can't remember.
I forgot. Yeah, I always hear them on the radio and never know who it's by, so
I'm
yeah.
Right now.
Wah, wah, wah.
Oh, Deanna Carter.
Ah.
I love this song.
Yeah.
But I really like,
Yeah, I don't really have any notes other than, like, there's, like, one higher note in the first verse that sounded kind of off, but, like, that was really, the emotion was really good, and your vocal's really good, as always. Yay.
Yeah, this was, like, super just beautiful. I felt really, like, emotionally moved. I was like, oh my god, this is so nice. And I really, like, believed you. Like, I don't know, like, what you were singing about, I really believed. Like, you have such a good way with emotion, and this just, like, worked so well for your voice. It was unbelievably beautiful. I loved it, so amazing job. I love this song. Yeah, I don't have anything else to say. I'm gonna put it on my iPod. Yay! Alright. Shall we move on to the next person?
Who is?
Let me double check. I believe it is Gil Dragon. Alright.
Oh, well. My brain's all blah, but yay.
I can make anybody pretty. Make you believe any lie. I can make you pick a fight with somebody twice your size. I've been known to cause a few breakups. I've been known to cause a few births. I can make you new friends or get you fired from work. And since the day I left Milwaukee, Lynchburg, Port au Prince, been making the bars lots of big money, helping white people dance. Yeah, I got you in trouble in high school. college now, that was a ball. You had some of the best times you'll never remember with me. Alcohol. I blamed at your wedding reception for your best man's embarrassing speech, and also for those naked pictures of you at the beach. I've influenced kings and world leaders. I helped Hemingway write like you did. And I'll bet you a drink or two that I can make you put that lampshade on your head. 'Cause since the day I left Milwaukee, Lynchburg, Fort O'Friend, I've been making a fool out of folks just like you, and helping white people dance. I am medicine and I am poison. I can help you up or make you fall. You had some of the best times you'll never remember with me. Alcohol. Since the day I left Milwaukee, Lynchburg, Port au Prince, I've been making the bars lots of big money.
And white people pay.
Yeah, I got you in trouble in high school. College now, that was a ball. Some of the best times you'll ever remember with me. Alcohol. Alcohol.
Gil, this was not my favorite thing that you've done on this show, to be honest. I thought you sounded kind of weird on some parts, and like some of the time, like sometime when you sang like bar, there was one time when you did a run on bar, and there was a couple of times that you did other things, like other runs, and they sounded a little like off to your backtrack. You also kind of did the backtrack thing where like that rest where you kind of like were a little off to your background singers. And I also wish you'd had more fun with it. Like, I wish you'd sounded a little bit drunker. I know that sounds weird, but I wish you'd been like, woohoo! Like, oh my god, I'm so awesome! I don't know, like, I just wish there had been more in this. What'd you think? Although, I guess I probably should say good things, too. I realized that, like, that was all negative, and that was
wrong.
I really did think that some of your vocals were really good. Like, I liked that you stuck to kind of that, like, those type of songs where you go into your lower range, because this song definitely does that in a couple points. And, like, I didn't think your energy was bad. I just, like, wanted a teeny bit more.
Oh, are you done? No.
Yep, sorry. I guess I should have been clear.
My microphone keeps on making a weird noise. Anyway, I think I liked this a little more. Like, I liked the energy that you had. I thought, like, yeah, I agree with, like, the chorus. It was kind of like you were drowned out a little bit. But I really liked the energy that you had on it. I think it could have gone a little more, too. I kind of thought that you sounded drunk enough for this, because, I don't know, this sounds like a buzzed song to me or something, I don't know. I noticed with you lately, you keep on going into, like, this weird thing where you, like, shout instead of, like, belt. Or I don't know if you're, like, trying to belt, but it's, like, sometimes on some notes you sound like you're, like, near shouting them or something. So just, like, be careful of that, because I've noticed that in a few things that you've done lately. But other than that, I thought this was a really solid submission. Yay!
Epic job.
Oh, girl.
Faded is up next.
Woo.
Well, the road was hot and flat as a ruler, good 100 miles between me and Missoula. That vinyl top wasn't getting no cooler, so I stopped at a Quickie Sack. I figured I'd need about a sixth of Miller and one of them things so I wouldn't spill her. And I asked the girl if the beer was in the bag. She said it's a dry town, no beer, no liquor for miles around. I'd give a nickel for a sip or two to wash me down out of this dry town. Waved goodbye to the boy at the station, but she wouldn't go into gear. He said, it sounds like your transmission. You need Bob, but he's gone fishing. On his day off, he gets a long way from here. Because it's a dry town, no beer, no liquor for miles around. I'd give a nickel for a sip or two. Wash me down out of this dry town. So I walked down till I came a little closer to a place called Happy John's. He said, I keep something here for colds and fevers. Down underneath is where I usually leave her. But just last night I felt a cold coming on. And now it's a dry town, no beer, no liquor for miles around. I'd give a nickel for a sip or two to wash me down out of this dry town. I need a sip or two to wash me down out of this dry town.
Faded. I love this week so much, Val. I don't think you understand. It just makes me so happy. Like, the songs are so funny.
You identify with this week.
No, I don't identify with this week. That's not what I was saying. I just was saying that I really like the songs that people choose.
Sure.
Sure. Blah, blah. What did you think of this?
I thought this was really good. I wasn't too hot with, like, I didn't think the harmonies were, they sounded, like, kind of off, like, the higher harmony part, in,
yeah,
like, the chorus.
Yeah, there was a few there's a few parts where the harmony sounded off to me, too, I agree.
Yeah, but, like, the main vocal I thought was really good. I liked the little twang that you added on it, and you had, like, consistent good energy throughout the whole song. It sounded, like, a teeny tiny bit nasal, but that's just, like, a nitpick. Like, I thought it was fine because it's, like, country twang kind of nasal. So, like, yeah. Good job.
Yeah, I felt like you did like a cool accent-y thing, and I kind of liked it. I think it kind of worked, but it did make you sound slightly more nasal than you normally can, like you normally have been in the past. I agree about the harmonies. I also think they were slightly too loud, which is why I think they sound a little off too. But that also may have been because I thought the backtrack was quiet. So I don't know if like because the backtrack was quiet, the harmonies were louder, or like vice versa. I don't know. But I think like it was also a little talky, but I think it like worked for the song because I think that's like the style of the song. And I really think that's all I had. I thought your emotion was super awesome. I love that. And you were super like into it, and like for some reason I had this image of you in like a cowboy hat singing this, so that worked out well.
Yeah, me too. Kind of like in a bar, like this is dry
with like boots, with and she's strap. Like, meh, meh, yeah.
I know, like boots, all like yeah, in a bar chair, like rah.
Woo. All right. Well, Maddie's up next. If you're good.
Oh yeah, I'm good.